Wow, is there a battle? So it turns out I was right. There is a civil war in the United States. Even the left now acknowledges it. They're writing about it. That's correct. But as I said, most of my life, only one side was fighting. Now it maybe Kavanaugh was the final straw. Maybe what I reported last hour is the final straw. A male winning the female bicyclist bicycle competition. But the male is a transgender woman. She identifies, this person identifies as a female with a male body and no testosterone rules even. And the runners up from the Netherlands and the United States showed up on the platform. They shouldn't have. On behalf of women and fairness, they shouldn't have showed up. But people aren't fighters. I'm not blaming those women. They're probably not. They're probably so intimidated by the left. The day you're no longer intimidated by the left, ask Dave Rubin. Dave Rubin's gay liberal, and he is he understands the left. See his video, Why I Left the Left. It's also a PragerU. If you're a liberal who thinks that the left is your ally, you have been brainwashed. There is no rational, there's no possible rational reason. It's purely an emotional decision. What's going to be the final straw to have people say that the left is an utterly destructive force? Any one of these things, the Kavanaugh hearing, the defamation of a good man by the Democratic Party. By the way, things happen so fast, it is amazing. It's so amazing how fast. I predicted in my column that I wrote on the Kavanaugh hearing, now they'll go to elementary school. And sure enough, they did. Stephen Miller, the president's aide and speechwriter. But now there's a report last week, as you probably heard on this show, or might have heard, or should have heard. His third grade teacher says what a kooky kid he was. What an oddball. There you go. There are no parameters. You get their moral parameters don't exist for the left. Every parameter is destroyed. The concept that is central to Judaism and Christianity, that if a person has turned their life around, even assuming that this happened in high school, my argument was there should not have been this hearing to begin with. There is no disrespect to the woman. It is simply, I'm sorry, we are not going to have, on the basis of one person in high school, have a hearing about a man's life. This is not how we run the United States Senate. They were willing to go to California to hear her. Do you realize how even for the Republicans, fear of the left is greater than fear of God? Do you realize that? They were going to go to California to hear her? What if somebody, I'm serious, what if somebody said, you know, when he was in 10th grade, he held up a store. What would you say? Seriously, that's a very serious thing, with a gun. He went with a gun, and I could tell you, I don't remember the store. Nobody else remembers it happening, but I'm telling you, I know it happened. Would there be a hearing? Why not? Is armed robbery an inconsequential sin? I watch on a daily basis, the left destroy the greatest country ever made. And I don't know. These elections coming up will be determinative on whether or not the left has gone too far. Because if they win the House, you don't know chaos until you will know the next 2 years if they win the House. They will immediately go for impeachment of the president. They will try to impeach Kavanaugh. They will have hearings every day on corruption in government. for two more years, we will be preoccupied with non-news. It's a disgrace to vote Democrat in the election in 16 days. It's a disgrace. Every Republican running should make that clear. Forget who my opponent is. My opponent's a Democrat. That alone should invalidate your voting for that person. Unless you think that the radicalism, the society destroying ideas of the left should be dominant in this country, you don't vote Democrat. Democrat, the D stands for destroy. The D stands for destruction. That's what the motto should be. It should. That the Republican motto should be that. D stands for destruction. Hey, by the way, what happened with Elizabeth Warren? Why did it turn out she had a DNA test to show that she really is American Indian? And what did it turn out? I didn't see the results. Do you know the results? What are they?
Somewhere between 6 and 10 generations ago.
Oh, all right. Hey. Somewhere between 6 generations and 10 generations ago, there was an American Indian in her family. Well, that's it. Well, that's not 1/15. Isn't that much less than 1/15? Listen, if one of my grandparents is an Indian, I'm 1/4. One of my great grandparents, I'm 1/16. So 6 generations, I'd have to sit down with a pen and paper. See, it's absurd. It's an absurdity. The last people to be this preoccupied with bloodlines were the Nazis.